For decades now, armed guerrilla groups in Colombia have resorted to kidnapping to achieve their political aims. So that's why, when the FARC kidnapped a young girl named Laura Ulloa in 2001, few in Colombia were surprised. But when she got released a year later, her story took a strange twist. Here's reporter Camila Kerwin.
On September 20th, 2001, Laura Ulloa boarded her school bus in Cali. She grabbed a seat in the back with the other 11-year-olds.
And then suddenly, I saw the two cars were parked in the road and the bus had to stop.
Five guys with guns got on the bus. One of them ordered everyone to put their heads down. Laura didn't realize it at the time, but he was her family's former gardener. The men pulled Laura out of the bus, and in less than an hour she was walking in the brush of the Cordillera Mountains alongside a group of about 30 FARC guerrillas. This was day one of her kidnap for ransom.
I feel like a really, really bad energy, like if they hated me. So I started to be not nice. I thought they would maybe say, I know, this girl is, she's like so spoiled. Why don't we just let her go and we go for another one?
For a week or so, Laura hardly ate, bathed, or spoke. Her FARC captor stopped talking to her. She felt lonely, afraid. So one day, she made a seemingly small decision. She would get up early and join them for breakfast.
I stood in the entrance of the little rudimentary kitchen they had built. My heart was beating like absolutely fast. And I looked at them and asked, good morning, how are you? That was one of the most important days because the whole story changed.
This is when Laura says she began to know her captors. She talks about traveling the mountains with them, helping them gather wood, and listening to their stories. They never physically harmed her, she says. But it wasn't all summer camp. Once, they convinced her that her parents had divorced in her absence. She remembers sobbing, thinking it was her fault. 7 months would pass before she saw her family again. Laura shows me a home video of her return in 2002. She's standing in the middle of her bedroom, surrounded by relatives. She talks about the cards she left for her FARC captors and the small gifts they gave her.
Being kidnapped showed me that the actual victims were them. Many of them were abused. Many of them were displaced. I didn't consider myself as a victim because I have had everything all of my life.
I brought you water.
Cool. Thank you.
I met Laura and her mom, Liliana, at the family's house in Cali. We sat outside their home with a view of the mountains where Laura was held for 7 months. Her parents paid a ransom, though they never told her how much. Liliana says though they were desperate for Laura's return, in some ways her homecoming was unsettling. She seemed too cheerful about her experience.
Oh, that was awful. When you're talking about the nice trip, it has been a bad trip. Mm-hmm. For us.
It's funny how in the video, it's like me unpacking as if I had just arrived from Miami. And all the kids were like, hi, that's so cool. And the adult was, is this real?
Laura says she understands now. But at the time, it was hard for her family to deal with the way she identified with her captors. She even came home with camouflage sweatpants. Some people might think that she was somehow brainwashed during her months in the mountains. Stockholm syndrome. And Laura understands that.
I was with a group of people 7 months. I talked to them all of the day. I did everything with them. It's obvious that I was going to feel some kind of attachment. But I wouldn't be sure to say what happened to me was Stockholm syndrome if I take it out of the context, but because I was kidnapped, maybe I could say it was.
She concedes this with a bit of uncharacteristic self-doubt. But she still resists the conclusion that she was a victim in this story. She says, sure, her captors changed her, but she changed them too.
And at the end, we are Colombians. Colombians, essentially.
For the world, I'm Camila Kerwin, Cali, Colombia.